It's good to see you this morning. Welcome you along to service. We'll start off by singing a few choruses just while some people are still coming. He brought me into his banqueting house and his father over me as well.
He brought me into his banqueting house and his banner over me as well. He brought me into his banqueting house and his banner over me as well. He brought me into his banqueting house and his banner over me as well. His banner over me as well. He sat straight past before my feet.
Thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity to gather together in one accord to give thanks unto your precious name and to worship the Lamb that was slain. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for Calvary's cross. Lord, we thank you that your word says that the handwriting of ordinances which were against us, which were contrary to us, you nailed them to your cross. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, you've taken away our reproach. We thank you, Lord, you've taken away our filthy rags, and you've clothed us in garments of your own precious righteousness. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that today we are kings and priests unto our God. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that never was a time before the crucifixion where men and women could say that. But Lord Jesus, men from every race, every nation, every kindred and every tongue can be a king and a priest unto the Most High God. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have to go through rituals and processes. But Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ by faith this morning. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that your blood cleanses us from all sin. And we thank you, Lord, that it reaches to the uttermost. Lord, as one man even said, from the uttermost to the guttermost. Lord, we thank you that it reaches all, Lord Jesus Christ. It knows no boundaries. We thank you, Lord, that it breaks down every wall of partition. We thank you, Lord, that it sets captives free. We thank you, Lord, it grants full deliverance. We thank you, Lord, it grants healing. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that it is the power, there is power this morning in thy precious blood. We ask you this morning that you'll bless this service as we sing and worship you. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll bless the one that opens your word this morning and preaches from it. And we pray, Lord God, that we just ask you this morning that if any should hear, Lord, that's not saved, we pray, Lord, you'll convict the hearts of sin. And Lord God, that the Holy Ghost would move upon them and grant them and lead them to repentance in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, our desire the day, Lord Jesus, us should be every day, that souls would be one to you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you rescued us, Lord. For Lord, we were surely dying, Lord. We were headed the wrong way. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you saved us, Lord. For we were dying and you delivered us. You saved us all together. We thank you, Lord, for your salvation. Lord, without it, we're totally doomed. Lord, we just pray that we'll have compassion on others, especially those in our family that's not yet saved. Lord, that you would save them too, for they too are dying without Jesus Christ, Lord. They're hopeless, they have no strength of their own to do anything good to themselves. Lord, they're totally depending upon you, even as we are totally depending upon you this morning. We ask you, Lord, be rich in mercy, as your word declares, that you have reserved mercy to the thousands. And Lord, we just pray now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you'll save our loved ones, our family members, our friends, in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We ask you now, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll receive glory, honour and praise to your wonderful name as we continue on with this service in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, our King. Amen. I praise God. We're going to sing number 308 in the Redemption Hymn Book. If you turn to it, number 308. Come to the Saviour, make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. 308 on us, 108 FM if you want to tune in your radios. Praise the Lord.
Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in his word he has shown us the way. Here in our midst he's standing today. And early saying, come. Joyful, joyful will the making be. Our hearts are pure and free, and we shall gather
sing another one, 648 in the Redemption Hymn Book. Far away, the noise of strife upon my ears falling. Amen. 648.
bless each and every one this morning, and I do give everyone a very warm welcome and our service in the name of the Lord. And it's good to be gathered in the name of the Lord, and for two or three is gathered together in His name. Their God has promised to be in the midst and in the midst to bless. So God bless each and every one this morning. I know it's still strange times we're living in, and I would like us to have a hall again soon, but I don't know what's happening with all that, with these rules and regulations, but we're doing our best. As soon as we find out something, we'll be on the move with it. But keep praying, and the Lord will help us at this time. Praise God. Don't forget to pray for Brother John Weir's running a mission, and it starts tonight. It's out near Brother Ian's house, near Dromara direction. I think Jeff has information about it. They'll be running each night at 8 o'clock. Pray for Brother John Weir. We know the last time he had a mission there 2 years ago, a lot of people got saved. And he's doing a mission. It's a drive-in services over there. So pray for Brother John Weir, and that the Lord will have his way in the meetings. God bless each one this morning. I want to read this morning from John's Gospel, and I want to speak from chapter 1 of John's Gospel. Let's read from verse 1 of John chapter 1. Praise God. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Verse 10 and verse 14 also I want to read. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Let us bow our heads again this morning while we ask the Lord's help in the service. Father in heaven, we bow before Thee in the precious name of Thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for this, another opportunity to hear the Word of God. We pray that Thou indeed will strengthen each and every one. We ask You'll cover us with Thy precious blood. We pray that You'll fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost and fire. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me, and I thank You that You do, in Jesus Christ's name. Pray You'll save the lost, heal the sick, strengthen Your own people, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Bless the services for Brother John Weir as well. We ask that You'll save souls, in Jesus' precious name. For any that's here today that need a miracle touch, we pray that You'll touch them and heal them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless each one. Just to say that the brethren in Pakistan got the money what was sent, and they bought the Bibles. I'm sure if you saw it on the church shop, Omega Ministry Church Shop. I know a lot of stuff goes on it. Some people don't bother going on it. But the Bibles is on it, the picture of the Bibles. And the people in Pakistan want to thank everyone and appreciate everyone that give money toward those Bibles. There was two brothers, individuals, that give quite a gift each toward them, and we appreciate that. Never, even if we only give a pound, whatever was given, it's appreciated. Think of the woman that gave her last mite. The Lord still blessed her. Then we have sent Bibles in the post as well. The pastor wanted a nice Schofield Bible. We've sent Bibles as well in the post. They'll be arriving maybe in a week's time. And the people are so grateful to have a Bible. You see, we think nothing of it here. But I read this week there's a pastor in Africa had no Bible for years, and he was actually a pastor. And he had an old phone, and he had the Bible loaded on his phone, and he preached from the Bible on his phone because he didn't even have a proper Bible. And we take these things for granted, but there's people still today that don't have them. And a Bible is the most important thing you can have, for it's the bread of life from God. Praise God. So we appreciate that, those that's given, and we really do appreciate that. God bless each one this morning. I want to speak about the authority of God's Word. And I believe that God's Word is the authority. And I'm going to read scriptures. You can mark them down. I use a lot of scriptures. I make no apologies for that. Colossians 1 verse 16 to 17 says, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." So Jesus Christ created the devil. He created this world. And everything you see, he created. And it goes further than that. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. And the word consist means maintained. And it is God that maintains this earth. It is God that maintains the heavens. And if God can maintain the heavens, and if God can maintain the earth, I don't think there should be any problem with God being fit to keep you and me. If he's fit to do that, he's fit to keep you and me. And the Word of God says that I am persuaded that which I've committed unto him, that he will keep us and present us holy and faultless before the Father in that day. It is God that keeps us, not the doctor, not the nurse, not the COVID, not any of these things. We appreciate the doctor, the nurse, and all this, all these different things. You know that. I pray for them all the time, for the nurses, the doctors. Everybody knows that. But I'm not depending on what the scientist says. A matter of fact, I'm against it. I'm actually against it, to be honest with you, for it's not the Word of God. And my Bible is God's Word, and the Bible is God's authority. Hence my title, Authority of the Word of God. This Word says, heed not the scientists. Don't believe them, so foolishly called. Don't heed them. The scientists said in the days of Noah it couldn't rain. That all the documents, that all the printouts to prove that it couldn't flood and it couldn't rain. And there was no rain at that time. How many knows that? The dew of heaven watered the earth, but it never rained. But God said it will rain. And it did rain. And God proved them all wrong. And there was one man that believed God. And God today is looking for one man, one woman, that will believe him. In spite of what the scientist says, in spite of your doctor's report or printout, God's word is higher than any of that. God's word is the final authority. Now Christ was pre-incarnate. He was pre-incarnate. That means with God. He was with God prior to his coming in flesh. Pre-incarnate means in existence prior to coming in human form. Begotten means one of a kind. Jesus is not just a son of God. The Muslims challenge Christians. One of the key quotations, what they challenge Christians on, and lots of Christians stand with their mouths open, and they say, Adam's a son of God, you're a son of God, and Jesus was the Son of God. But the Bible says the only begotten Son. He was one of a kind. He was unique. Unique because all things were made by him. Unique because by him all things consist. Unique because he pre-existed with the Father. Ever before he came in flesh, he was in the bosom of the Father from the foundation of the world. And all things are made by him and for him. Adam never made anything. You and I never made anything. None of the prophets made the earth. None of the prophets did any of that which Jesus done. That's why Jesus Christ is unique. He's one of a kind. And that's why the Bible says his name is far above, not just above, far above every other name. And there's no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. Abraham's name won't save you. Isaac's name won't save you. Noah's name won't save you. No other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. It also tells us in Philippians 2 verse 5 to 10, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it that robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name. I'm on a missionary web page, and there's hundreds of preachers and pastors on it. And I told them the other day, I said there is a name that you promote above the name of Jesus. There is a name that just lifts more than the name of Jesus. But I say the Bible does not tell us to preach any other man. Only the man Jesus Christ. The Bible just tells us not to uplift no other man. Only the man Jesus Christ. No other name is like this name. No other being or person is equal to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is unique. Spurgeon had it right. Spurgeon called him the God-man. God in flesh to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus Christ is made flesh so that the devil in your life, the devil in your situation could be destroyed. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. The Gospel of Luke says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He hath sent me. He was sent of the Father. He was anointed of the Father. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. God was not only with him, but my Bible says in Jesus Christ dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Hallelujah. He sets the prisoners free. He comes to destroy the works of the devil. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that's the name that we want to be preaching. God spoke to me several years ago, and I believe God did speak to me, and I believe God said to me, you need to preach more about Jesus than what you're doing. And I endeavored from that time forward to preach more about Jesus and less about nation. You can mention men over devils and it won't bother them a bit. But once you take that name called Jesus and preach the name of Jesus and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus, my sister, cleanses you. Your sins are gone. They're gone to stay. They're washed away. They're wiped away from the mind, from the memory of God. No longer to be remembered against you. You are free. Nothing else can do that. Only the name and the blood of Jesus Christ can. There's power in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can clean up a drunkard, strengthen up a prostitute. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin and from all unrighteousness. God's words are authority. Our authority is not the church. Our authority is not a lodge. Our authority is not a movement. Our authority is this book, this word. This is God in written form. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We need to preach the Word of God. I challenged a group of people recently, a lot of ministers too. And I said, you see, you have to be able to preach your doctrine from the Bible. If you're preaching a doctrine that's not in this Bible, it's not a doctrine. It's fake. It's just like the Bible says, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. There's a lot of people following fables, but we're not following a fable. We're following the Word of the living God. Jesus Christ came, and He came to save. He came to heal. He came to deliver. He came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to set the captives free. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you go to some churches, and I'm going to say this, and some people might like it, but like an old preacher in America said, boo-hoo. That's what he used to say. When he said somebody to you that didn't like it, just said boo-hoo. Amen it or oh me it. But there's a lot of churches, if you don't mention William Branham, you're not in the message, you're not in the movement. There's other churches, they've men. There's other people, they have certain men they mention. But I'm not here to talk about any man, only the man Christ Jesus. Jesus is the man I'm preaching. Jesus is the man I'm mentioning. Jesus saves me. Jesus fills me with the Holy Ghost. Jesus is coming again for me. Jesus will rapture me. Jesus will take me to heaven. It is Jesus Christ as my Lord. Jesus Christ as my Savior. He's my healer. He's my baptizer. And He's my coming King. None of those other men saved me. No matter how good they were. Jack Cole said I couldn't heal a fly of a headache. But there's somebody here that can. I'll introduce you to Him. He's called Jesus. Hallelujah! Let me tell you in your cars, if preaching Jesus doesn't excite you, you're backslidden. Jesus Christ preaching should excite you. It should move you. We ought to be in love with Jesus. We cannot give our love to another. He wants all of our love because He gave all of His. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten, His one unique special Son, that whosoever will call upon Him will be saved. Verse 17, for God sent not a Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. I want to tell you, and some of you people might be surprised, but God can save a homosexual. And don't you think because maybe you never committed such things that you're more holy. You and me were as dirty, filthy, and stinking, and as low down 1. Didn't Jesus say it? Who is good? Not one. There's none good. No, not one. But Jesus came. Jesus came. He did no sin. Hear me. Hear me. I'm going to tell you things about him that you can't say about any other man. He did no sin. He knew no sin. He is the blameless. He is the spotless. He is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Death had no claim on him. No claim. No claim on him. His birth was unique. His life was unique. Everything about him was unique. He is absolutely the greatest of all Bible men. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He stepped into death. He challenged death. Death was beat before it started because death met life and life conquered death. That death, Calvary. Death died and life lived. Hence Romans 8, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, life, death, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, I haven't even got the message yet. That's just the introduction. Now, I'm not going to hold this long. Praise God. John 17:5. And now, O Father, there's no other man could say this here, what I'm going to read to you. None. Not a one. Some people say we pre-existed before we were here. Yes, God knew of you in the memory, but you weren't a soul pre-existing. Don't believe that stuff. Oh no. I don't go for that. I'm sorry, brothers. You were not like Jesus in that sense. That's false teaching. In the mind of God, yes. Just like there was attributes in God. He knew you. He knew me. Before the foundation of the world, he knew he would save you and you would save me. But you didn't know it. I did not. You're not God. I'm not God. We cannot play God. God will do it himself. We must do our part in believing him. John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Even before the world was, Jesus was with the Father. You never hear Moses or Abraham or any of those fellows talking like that. Jesus says that I might go back to the Father. And they said, this fellow's not even 50. And he said, before the temple was, I was. He pre-existed. He's unique, he's special, he's supreme deity, he's God in flesh, he's a God-man, he's a Savior, he's a healer, he's a baptizer in the Holy Ghost, he's coming again, he died for you, he rose for you, he loves you, he can save you, he can heal you, he can deliver you, he can take you on. When you feel you can't go on, he will take you on. He'll carry you. He will carry you. For my Bible tells me he birthed me. Hallelujah. He birthed me up upon his shoulders. The government it even says shall be upon his shoulders. Counselor, wonderful, mighty God, the ever-living Redeemer, the first, the last, the living one. He was, he is. Hallelujah. The Amen. You could read all these scriptures. God and his word are the same. You can't separate God from his word. He is not only the word. only in the Word, but He was that same Word made flesh. He is the Word. People talk about, have you come into the Word? If you haven't come into Jesus, you're not in the Word. Are you hearing that? I don't care what you're claiming. If you're not in Jesus Christ, you're not in the Word, because He is the Word. Fellow preached, he said, God restoring His Word. That's blasphemy. Did you realize that? Jesus Christ does not need restored. You cannot restore the Word, for the Word is the restoration. The Word is the fullness. He is the Word made flesh. Have you come into Him? William Branham said, people are not getting to Christ. They're getting to lots of movements, but it's Jesus Christ we need to get to, not a movement. Movements will wash up and fade away, but Jesus is a living breath of God from heaven. I tell you, He was the same Word made flesh. He not only called things into being which were not, and compelled them to leap into existence with His words, but He also watches over His Word. See, some Christians confuse that. God did not say to you, watch my Word and you bring it to pass. If you're trying that, it won't work. God does not tell you to do that. He says, I'll do it. God will do it. I will do the thing that you can't do. When you do your part, you need to let God do His part. Don't try to do God's part. Let God do that part. Jeremiah 1 verse 12. Mark it down. Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten, speed it up, make it quick, my word to perform it. I'll do it. You think God's not in time? He's always in time. He's never late. He's always in time. When Lazarus lay in the grave 4 days and they thought Jesus was late, Jesus wasn't late. He was still on time. They even sang a song about it. Hallelujah. He's on time for you, sister, today. He's on time for your brother today. Stand back and watch God. Because you're no point watching a preacher. You need to watch God. You need to believe God and believe the Word of God. God, even in the Old Testament, promised to heal. Now we know that testament's an old English word for will. And the New Testament is the new will. Will. I need to know God's will. Read the will. Read the will. There's a lot of false preachers praying false prayers. Lord, if it's your will. Well, there's one fellow in the Bible said that to Jesus, and Jesus corrected him. He said, Lord, if you will. Jesus said, I will. And he healed him. If you don't think it's God's will to heal you, then it might be His will to save you. Praise God. 1 Peter 1:25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Forever. And that's in the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Listen to that statement, and I'm closing in a moment. It's a quarter till I'm closing. The clock's working, and I can read it. And I've been smart, but you know, I don't want to hold this too long because I know there's no bathroom and things. I'll just be a couple of moments and I'm closing. If you're here and you want prayer today, I want you to come for prayer. Don't let COVID tie your two hands. But it'll try it. First Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The gospel is the power of God. Somebody says, where's the power of God? The true gospel is the true power of God. That's the power of God. Somebody says there's a wee brother there or here or there and he preaches the gospel. If they do, God will vindicate it. Because it's the power of God. Now listen to these statements. What I wrote in here. It has been said that the word is like its author, eternal, unchanging, and living. The word of a man is what a man is. Hear this. The word of a man is what a man is. No matter how good a man you can show me, he's no better than me. Did you hear what I said? I don't know if you did or not. I'll say it another way. No matter how good a man is, he's no better than you. He's only a man. Amen. But Jesus Christ is not just a man. Jesus Christ is God in flesh. Amen. He's the God-man. The only begotten, the unique, the special one. The word of a man is only as good as a man is. The word of God is what God is. Are you hearing that? The word of God is what God is. What is God? Hear this. What is God? Think of this. God is a supernatural being with supernatural ability, with supernatural authority. The heavens of heaven can't contain God. That's God. God that said, I'll tell you what, I'll speak a word, and the word will form. I'll speak a word, and angels will form. I'll speak a word, and Adam will come out of the dust of the ground, and I'll breathe on him, and the breath of life came in him, and he became a living soul. That's the God we're talking about. His words, the amen, final authority. The word of God is what God is. Unbelief in this word is unbelief in God, who is the author of it. When you disbelieve the word, you're disbelieving God. God wants you to only believe. It's so simple, but so true. Only believe. All things are possible. Our attitude toward this word of God means everything. Now I'm closing, and I told you I'm closing, and I'm going to say this as I close, and I say this a lot. Sister, write this down. If you have a pen and paper in your car, I want you to write this. I want the devil to see you writing this on a page, and I want him to know it. Did you believe this, what I'm going to say? Write it down. I feel deadly strongly right now that you know this, what I'm going to say. The devil does not want you to know this. Here it is. It's so simple but so true. You are what God says you are. Did you hear that? You are what God says you are. What did God say you are? God says you are the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You are what God says you are. You're redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Write this down too. God is what he says he is. God is what he says he is. What is God? A supernatural being with supernatural ability, with supernatural authority. That's what we're serving. serving a supernatural God. If you take the supernatural out of this book, you no longer have a Bible. 85% of the ministry of Jesus was healing. 85%. I believe Jesus can do it again. Bow your heads with me this morning. If you have a need in your vehicle, I want you to believe God. Whatever it is. And I want you to pray for me as well. Praise God. Lift your hand up to the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you that you are what your Word says you are. You're a God of love and mercy. Lord, I love you because you first loved me and gave yourself for me. Lord, I know you love every single person in these vehicles. Everyone tuned in right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, touch that man. Touch that woman. Touch that boy. Touch that girl. Make them whole. Make them well. In Jesus' name. Restore the seed. Restore the fire. Drive back every work of the devil. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. That it is your word. That you watch over it. And you perform it right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one. As your brother Gary comes, God bless each one. Don't forget this evening, 4:30. Tune in if you can. Tune into heaven. God bless you.
Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son. There.